Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Seconds away from switching to the redundant send sequencer. T-minus 27 seconds. We've gone for redundant send sequencer start. T-minus 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15, 14, 13. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, or we've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
Video killed the radio star. Medford.
Now let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend, and where you come from.
You want to die out here, huh? Well, then die.
My name's Chris Earle. I do the show every week from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having...
Now, I'm just going out on a limb here, but I think she was having a stroke. Well, you wanted a one-star record for your ride home. There it is. Like, I can't bring... my vinyl collection to a big station. They'll be like, this guy's crazy. As usual, I promise nothing. Well, luckily, I have the police and a fire truck coming. Not going to play it. Sorry. It's like, that's what life is. It's like a series of disappointments. Occasionally, you get close to greatness, and then that's it.
Hello again, and welcome to
Time Travel with Chris. Or I shouldn't even say the name of my show. I am so embarrassed right now. So embarrassed.
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
I saw him at, like, the arcade, like, years later, and then on Facebook, and he's like, oh, I think I remember you. And I just went, unfriend, see you later. Think I remember you. You were in my math class, you're in history. Is it, what are people just dumb? They just forget you? How do people forget me? I'm a pretty bold personality.
Doc, no, don't be silly.
Doing things that the rest of you guys don't. The show is Time Travel. I'm here with you till 7 p.m.
You must
half lead for mankind.
I want my MTV.
I want my MTV.
Call your cable company and say, I want my MTV.
WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. I have John and Danny in the studio with me today, my old high school friends from TMHS. We graduated in 1989. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Doing great.
Doing well. How about a little explanation of who you are and what you do? What have you guys been doing the last, how long have we been out now? 30 years?
30 years. Yeah, man. Wow.
Yeah.
For me, I was in the military for about 29 years. Uh-huh. Recently retired last year. Opened up a few businesses, which are very fun, particularly an entertainment company that I started. We make some cool videos. And I'm here with Danny. Danny is our director in sales and promotions and all-around great guy.
Thank you very much, John. After living in London for like 8 years, I just moved home and doing some marketing, and then now just jumping on with John, getting this business rocking and rolling. And
very nice. So what do you guys remember about MTV? Did you have it when it launched? When did you get cable and see MTV for the first time? Do you remember it all?
Yeah, so my family were early adopters. We had the old cable box on top of the TV. It was tan and had these little brown buttons on there with a red digital display.
That sat up, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think MTV came out in 81, so I was 10 years old. It was right in my wheelhouse, and I... remember watching bands like Madness or The Bungles, who you played in the first song.
Yeah, very first show. Song on MTV was Video Killed the Radio Star, The Bungles.
Yeah, good time.
And that Madness, fantastic song, too. They used to have quite a few of them.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Our House and One Step Beyond and just great.
Yeah, what was that one line that they used to say? Hey, you don't do this. Do that.
Yes, exactly. The very beginning of One Step Beyond. And it was mostly just a saxophone solo, I think, through the whole song. Maybe we'll play that one on here, too.
Yeah.
But we've got mostly video songs. And also, these guys have picked out a number of their favorite songs from the 80s. And we're going to mix them into a little tribute to MTV today. It launched in 1981. It was August 1st, 1981. So 38 years old. And how about yourself, Danny? What do you remember about MTV?
I remember, first of all, we were the first one in the neighborhood to actually have the cable.
Yeah.
And so I remember sitting around with all my neighborhood pals and watching it and just sitting around all night long watching the first one. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I remember it was really something to kind of do with your friends. You just get home after school and watch videos. Like, and they early on, they would have like concerts and stuff, which was kind of unheard of. Unless you had HBO, you really didn't see any concerts, especially from like regular bands and popular bands from people that were our age.
No.
You know, I mean, we were around, 10, 11 years old when that launched.
Yeah.
And it pretty much was kind of my little working theory is it was kind of like the Beatles for us, you know, for our generation. MTV was kind of pretty much what the Beatles were for the 60s.
Yeah.
MTV was for us. I mean, everything centered around it. Our fashion, you know, people, you know, all the music, like the new wave stuff came around, and all of a sudden there was a second British invasion. You had all kinds of bands on there that would never have gotten to get airplay if it wasn't for the great videos that they put together. So why don't you talk about a little bit about a couple of the picks that you guys had today. I'm gonna put on Joy Division. Danny, why don't you talk about Joy Division a little bit?
Well, we always went out every weekend, going out to the clubs or wherever we could go, and just this music alone was just an inspiration for me. So,
all right, very good. And then, of course, Joy Division became New Order years later.
Yep.
And I was a big New Order. I was a Joy Division and a New Order fan, and I got to see them once or twice, and they were just fantastic, just a great band.
Yeah, I've seen them a few times, especially at the Lollapalooza or the FNX Best Boston Music Poll.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember those.
Yep, sure do. And how about Missing Persons, John? That was one of your picks. Why don't you tell me a little bit about why you would pick Missing Persons and Words?
So the first thing, great video. The lead singer, her name escapes me. Absolutely gorgeous. As a 10-year-old boy watching that, she kind of steered my life in a particular direction or mm-hmm. helped to move in that direction. But, you know, the other thing is that I think it's relevant today with what happened in El Paso and in Ohio. You know, people like to talk, a lot of our politicians, regardless if they're Democrats, Republicans, or independents, it's just words. And nobody seems to be doing anything to fix it.
Yeah. Good picks. We will play those right now for you. Her name was Dale Bozio, I guess, is the vocalist's name. And she was very scantily clad in all of her videos, from what I remember.
She was. And in fact, I wanted to be her to be Dale Pyers back in the day.
at one point, she's wearing just a cassette on her genitals.
Yes, a cassette.
I don't even know how it held up.
And a couple clear solo cups up top.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to play some Joy Division. We're going to play some Missing Persons. We'll be back to talk with these guys here. And thanks for coming in today. And also, thanks for listening to WMFO here in Medford. It's the launch of MTV with two of my high school pals here today on Time Travel with Chris Earle. Thank you for listening to your freeform station. It is WMFO in Medford.
up in the 70s, we did a lot of drugs and listened to a lot of bad music and wore a lot of stupid clothing like bell bottoms and platform shoes. So you want some advice? Here it is. These are your pants. These are your pants on drugs, okay? Five words, folks. KC and the Sunshine Band. Cocaine. There's a good idea. I want to do a drug that makes my penis small, makes my heart explode, makes my nose bleed, and sucks all my money out of the bank. Could I do that? Could I sit in a room and sweat for 7 hours? I want to make this face all night. I want to talk to complete idiots about nothing for hours on end with no penis and a nosebleed. Is that possible? Where do I sign up for that? And when it comes to crack, I got a little piece of advice for you, folks. Never do a drug named after a part of your own ass, okay? I think you hear me knocking, and I think I'm coming in. I'm already in. I'm wandering around the house, and you know what? I found your bell bottoms.
WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. That was Motley Crue. Before that was Missing Persons. And we might play some more Missing Persons. Destination Unknown. We were trying to think of the other song that was a big hit there other than words. Destination Unknown. So we might play that a little later. Always good videos. Shout at the Devil. One of the first heavy metal videos on MTV. That one came out around 1981 too, I believe. And they changed quite a bit over the years. Motley Crue got bigger and bigger as the 80s went on. And then, of course, Vince Neil went on the reality shows in the 2000s. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, he was on The Real Life, I think. That was a good show. And then there was the other one where he got his entire face, like, redone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was on Surreal Life, too, I think. And it was
He did Big Brother as well.
Big Brother, yeah. He was showing, I mean, didn't he get into a fight with Danny Bonaducci or something like that? He had like a pay-per-view fight with him or something.
Yep.
But yeah, that guy was pretty much rock and roll, huh? And it was kind of funny seeing him become a mess in the 2000s. But what was that?
And then, well, now they put out their movie, too.
Oh, right, yeah. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Yeah, on Netflix, was it good?
Yeah, it was actually really good.
Yeah, what is it called again? Do you remember? It's named after their book, I think, right?
Yeah.
It's like The Something Life, or I'll have to look it up.
I can't remember.
Yeah, but that's out there on Netflix, the Motley Crue.
It was just sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Movie, pretty much, yeah. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. So let's talk about a couple other ones that you picked here. We have Echo and the Bunnymen, and we have Eddie Money. So tell me about Eddie Money, John.
So Eddie Money was one of my favorite videos. It kind of reminded me of like a movie scene where it was 3 minutes of Eddie Money running through a castle after some nice lady, and a great song, and just a lot of fun.
Very good. How about Echo and the Bunnymen?
Echo and the Bunnymen, there was always like a... I was really interested in a lot of the alternative music, and I don't know what it was, but I also had a flair for the British sound. So I think, you know, with that being said, I was drawn to that, and the way they wrote their music was just really nice.
All right, we got Eddie Money and Echo and the Bunnymen coming up, and also the name of the book was called The Dirt. That's what it was for the Motley Crue movie. We got all 80s today here on Time Travel with Chris Earl, here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. The studio line is 855-915-WMFO. And thanks to John and Dan for coming in here today with me. WMFO here in Medford. We'll be right back.
The future is ours to see. So soon you'll take me up in your arms, too late to beg you. Oh, can't slip though, I know it must be the killing time. Unwillingly mine. Fate up against you with it. Through the thick and thin, he will wait until you give yourself to him. In starlit nights I saw you, so cruelly you kissed me. Your lips and magic were, your sky all hung with jewels. The killing moon will come too soon. Fate up against you will. He will wait until you give yourself to him.
Chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan and vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of our environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for the local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is the right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net.
Favorite music, which is a very interesting idea because probably a lot of you think, well, probably the best, you know, they had a discussion about this as far as MTV playing your favorite music. All of the top executives at MTV all got together and they were saying, hey, I've got an idea. How about if we play all of the music that everybody hates? No, I've got an idea. One little guy who was the least important person at MTV stood up and said, I've got it. This might sound nuts, but we'll play the music that everyone's favorite music. Do you actually expect people to turn on a TV to hear their favorite music? And they said, look, just give me a shot, please. And they said, everyone's favorite music? Well, that's a crazy idea, but that just might work. We'll give it a try.
WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. We got Psychedelic Furs in the background. This was a single from Pretty in Pink, the movie. So we're talking about 80s movies right now. This is a great movie. So tell me about this movie. You guys saw Pretty in Pink? Pretty much everybody saw it, right?
Back then, that was sure everyone did. Back
exactly.
Then.
I mean, how could you not enjoy Pretty in Pink? The story of a girl from the wrong side of the tracks meeting up with somebody that's on the right side and learning that it's tough to date in other social circles.
At this point, they were pretty much the Brat Pack because this was 86.
So
John Cryer was kind of part of that, but Andrew McCarthy and Molly Ringwald were definitely like two of the Brat Pack, along with Demi Moore and Rob Lowe.
I think Ducky was trying to elbow his way into the group.
Yeah, like late in the game.
Yeah. He's like the little brother.
Yeah. Well, he gets all dolled up at the end of that movie. Well, I'm giving him just kind of a spoiler alert, but I'm like, it's from 86. So at this point, if you haven't seen it by now, I don't care.
Well, I think that's one of his more famous scenes is when he does try a little bit of tenderness and he does the whole dance against the wall.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, this is a good flick.
Oh, it's definitely a good one.
And Harry Dean Stanton, the great character actor. He finally passed away, but he was in a million movies. James Spader's in it. Annie Potts.
Oh, Annie Potts went on to Designing Women.
And she was also the receptionist in Ghostbusters.
Yep. Oh, yeah,
in Ghostbusters,
right.
Too.
Yep. She had a quirky way about her.
It was a cool movie. It had a budget of $9 million, made $40 million. Distributed by Paramount Pictures. These were great movies. How about Breakfast Club? Another great Brat Pack movie.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And that's such a cool movie because, I mean, you think about maybe if they tried to redo that now, you really couldn't. You would have to have about 25 kids. You can't just have like four kids, no. Right? Or five kids.
Yeah, like I don't think there's four or five kids that still hang out with each other at the same time nowadays.
Yeah. And well, that was the fun thing of that is they kind of threw like five different types of stereotypes in there, and then they all get along by the end of the movie. Again, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, I don't care.
Well, I think, too.
One from each clique.
What was the geek in that? What was his...
Anthony Michael Hall.
I think that was the last movie that he was actually a geek in. He had Weird Science.
Yeah.
He had that one.
And then all of a sudden he shows up in Edward Scissorhands and he's like 7 feet tall. And then, he's jacked. And what happened to Anthony Michael Hall?
And Johnny B. Good.
Oh, yeah. Johnny B. Good. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 16 Candles, another great one with him and Molly Ringwald.
Yep.
And... yeah, he steals her panties and shows them off to all the boys.
Never happened in the halls of the RTMHS.
That wouldn't fly in 2019 in any kind of movie.
Not at all.
No,
well, I'm sure there's probably plenty of panties on Instagram right now, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They Snapchat it.
Oh, you know who I loved was the guy that played the principal who was the villain in The Breakfast Club. He was just such an awesome ass principal, you know? I mean, he was just such an ass to them the whole day. It was just great. But, yeah, that's one of my favorites. I just rewatched that one, actually. It still holds up pretty good, you know?
That was like Mr. D in In-House Suspension.
Yeah. Mr. Romano, Mr. Karate, all those guys.
Were you guys suspended a lot? I was only in there.
Multiple
times. I was in there once, I think.
No, I had my own seat.
You had your own seat?
Yep. Mr. Romano, sugar.
Hey, by the way, shout out for one of our videos, Terminator Tewksbury 1989, yes. Where... I want to say thank you to all the cast, particularly our three Terminators. And for those that haven't seen it, go to Vimeo or YouTube and put in Tewksbury Terminator 89 or Lion Drive.
Another great 80s movie, The Terminator. And so we had a whole bunch of people. That was like a little mini reunion.
Yep.
Like how many people were finally in that from the actual high school class of 89? Plus you had people outside of the class of 89 that showed up.
Yeah, we had Mr. Cool. D. Gregorio show up.
Yeah,
we had Mrs. Gaffney, our old guidance counselor.
Yeah.
And total cast was, 38 people in it.
Wow.
And 12 different locations that we shot within 2 days.
So now I don't even have to show up for the reunion because I saw everybody I wanted to see. Right?
And plus, I think from the last one, 10 years ago, I think people are still recovering.
Yeah. So, yeah, that'll be kind of fun. That's in November. That'll be here right around the corner.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. My brother crashed it the last time. He wasn't in our class, but since I was DJing, he came up and he was hanging out, and I think he tried to... I don't want to say anything on the air, but... tried to talk to a few members of the class that he used to know.
Yeah. Well, that class has always been an open class anyway, so anyone's welcome.
We do have a pretty good class. And we have a fun class. I mean, you look around, like, everybody's having a good time. Nobody's really that much of a dick.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, we're very low on the creep meter, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
I think maybe the relationship problems over the years with some people. Most people can kind of get over them.
Yeah.
But not somebody like me, but most people.
Hey, you know, that's why I have Facebook.
Yeah.
Why is that? Oh. So you can just stalk them.
Well, yeah, I guess stalking. But getting